You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey there. Hey there. TJ's podcast, all for fun. If you've never heard the TJ's podcast, basically, my friend Riggins and I going around, and me going around the world and talking about stories that are funny, or that we can make funny or make fun of or just have fun with. I mean, come on, anything. And you go, well, how do I know I'm going to find this interesting? Because if I find it interesting, you'll find it interesting. It's just that simple. Just that simple. I just had a question pop up in my head a minute ago, Riggins. I was looking at the Instagram, you know, checking on the status of some of the promos that you had you posted lately for TJ's podcast. And I saw this, the account of a woman that we used to work with, and she had posted a picture of her husband. Now, in the picture, you could clearly see that she had face-tuned, filtered him. You know how you can tell if somebody's overdoing it or whatever? She overdid it to where you could say, hey, she touched that up. Is that insulting if he didn't ask her to do that?
To me, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't?
No, but I get why people would be pissed.
Because I can't imagine if I took a picture of my wife and then when I posted it, she looked at it and said, what, you really doctored that up? Needed that much help?
Yeah, I think it's way more offensive when a husband does it to a wife without telling her than vice versa.
What about one woman friend doing it to another woman friend?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the women that, but I can't imagine that would go over well.
Yeah, I don't think it would either.
But I would love it. I always say, like, Photoshop, if you think my stomach is poking out too much or I got a double chin, Photoshop me, please.
Yeah, but you still want them to do a good job of it.
You do, yeah. Mm. What did she do to him? What was she
like? You could see just the overly smooth,
yeah,
you know, made his face kind of look like a mannequin,
yeah,
you know, under his eyes and stuff.
Did she do it to herself as well?
It was a picture of him and their daughter.
Oh,
she wasn't even in the picture.
Oh, that's different then. Did she do anything to the daughter?
No,
because I've heard about that happening too.
No,
people catching flack. Yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with it. Would you be okay with it if Jody did that?
Well, if she did a good job of it, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I think I'm down with that.
I was, you know, my little friend Jenny doesn't pay attention to that kind of stuff, you know, and I was showing her how that works. You know, she was talking about some woman had posted a picture and like how she had lost weight or whatever. I said, well, you can tell she's kind of messed with it here. She goes, how can you tell? I said, you see how the person next to her is stretched a little bit? It's because she pushed her, you know, sides in or hips in or whatever it was. And she was amazed.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of the four of us, my wife, little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael, and I were somewhere and had a picture taken. And then I did that where I was standing next to Jenny. And so I made myself a lot smaller. And then it just stretched this entire cheek of hers just like way out, like freakishly looking. And I said, yeah, I'm going to post it. Looked like she had a big chew of tobacco in her mouth.
Yeah, that'll get reaction, though. I mean, if you, it's almost like the bad edits get more attention than the really good mm-hmm. edits, because people like to inspect and, like, you can tell because the bathroom tiles are supposed yeah. to be square and there's a slight curvature to them.
So it needs, if I did that just as a joke, it would need to look like I tried to do it right.
Yes.
Or should it be ridiculous? Like where?
No, I think it. You should make it look like you tried to do it right. Yeah. And then there's like these subtle things that clearly set off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they also do really exaggerated ones. Anytime they post a picture of Mariah Carey, they mm-hmm. make her waist look like
yeah.
a toothpick, you know, people that are having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
A skinny queen. We love a skinny.
Yeah, that's, I mean, funny. But it wouldn't bother you. You said it would be different if you're just taking a picture with somebody else and your girlfriend or wife's not in it. And she yeah. just, I have to fix this before I can send it out to the world to see
yeah.
how bad you look.
I think so. Yeah. It kind of sheds a little light on how they see you too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to get rid of that mole you have on your face. You're like, what mole? Do I have a mole on my face? Yeah, you do. It's basically the whole picture.
Hang on a minute. I've got to whiten your teeth in this.
Yeah. But I'm super vain, so I would love, you know, I would love that. Mm-hmm. Photoshop me.
So some stupid celebrity news. Tori Spelling, the actress, is in the news because... she has a podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
And she said on her podcast that she was talking about her nay-nay.
Yeah.
She said that she has the vagine of a 14-year-old, because that's what her doctor told her, because she said all C-sections.
I'm sure her OBGYN said it exactly like that. You have the vagina of a 14-year-old. What a weird way. I mean, it's so gross. She's gross.
Yeah. Why are you talking about that? If my doctor commented on my private area, I wouldn't come on this podcast the next day and say, well, I was at the doctor yesterday, and yeah. he said I have the testicles of a 14-year-old.
Come on. So weird to frame it like that. I don't get it. But this is like yeah. par for the course for her. I just find her insufferable.
Yeah, but in the quote, too, that she where she was talking about it, she overused the word like several times. Like she they're like slicing and dicing through, she's talking about having a C-section. They're like slicing and dicing through your stomach, through your muscles. I'll never forget that. The first time it happened, it was like an emergency C-section. Like, I wanted to push, you guys. I wanted to be that girl. Saying how she didn't get C-sections on purpose. But she's 50. And I think past the age of 25, you need to stop saying like all the time in that way.
Yeah, she's like
you're a way forever, too old to be doing that.
A forever child to me. Mm-hmm.
And if you're a guy and you want to seem masculine, you should never do it. Like.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a girl.
Yeah. Doesn't she seem like just a pain in the ass, though? I know she's got this
kinda,
strange kinda husband.
Weird.
Oh, extremely weird. Comes from a ton of money. Her dad's Aaron Spelling, right? So she's got more. Well, I'm assuming she's got a ton of money. She just seems like a pain in the ass.
Did you ever hear Aaron Spelling talk?
No.
He had one of the most smoker's voices.
Really?
It was almost like when you see him on TV and he's talking into the camera, that you could smell smoke.
Was he a smoker?
He would have to be. I can say yes, he was, because he's dead. He can't sue me if he wasn't. But, yeah, he had to be a smoker, heavy smoker.
Hmm. I always remember him as just this very elderly gentleman. The only time I ever saw him.
It seemed like he was always old.
He's like one of those people. A really old guy that lived in that huge house.
And you know, Jerry Jones, that owns the Dallas Cowboys, he's got a smoker's voice too.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure what he smokes or not, but I would assume that he does. Because he looks like he would smell like smoke to me.
Yeah. He's got yellow eyes. Just looks like a smoker.
Like that woman who was in that video, that she videoed that elephant walking through the streets in Montana that got out of the circus. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And then she was videoing it and narrating it, and she was like, had a smoker's voice. Oh, where you going, elephant?
Yeah, I did see that. It was an elephant and a bunch of didn't a bunch of animals get out?
The only one I saw was the elephant walking down the street and people, you know, laughing and whatever, but that's serious business. And you remember that there was an elephant story in the 90s where the elephants just they got loose in some Hawaiian town or something and just destroyed it and killed people and stuff.
Oh yeah. There was a story about a month ago or so, an elephant was killed and apparently like its parent came back and killed the hunter. And then, destroyed, like, the house, like, rampaged through the house and stomped on him and dragged his body out. It's like a whole vicious thing.
Yeah. You know, they don't forget.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Yeah, I mean, we had to get rid of ours because, you know, didn't want any of that to happen.
Can't control it.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
I don't get the fascination with elephants. Some people just love them.
Yeah, they're not even in my top 10 favorite animals.
You can't really pet them.
No. They say they're very smart, and there's videos of them painting and things like that. But I feel
like then as soon as you put one to work like that, then they're going to come down on you. The liberals are going, you know, you can't use an animal for that.
I mean, they got rid of the circus, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what this was, though, is a traveling circus. I didn't even know they still existed.
I didn't either. That was in Montana?
Yeah. Man, I wouldn't have been laughing if there's an elephant loose walking down the street toward my car. Because they could go crazy.
Yeah, I would not mess around with that. Nobody shot it and killed it. I mean, it's Montana. You would think somebody would have put it down. And I'm sure they've killed that elephant now.
You think?
Probably.
I mean, he didn't do any damage or anything. He just got out. He just got loose and was just walking around. It looked like he was kind of scared. He didn't trample anybody or anything.
I feel like their solution is always the police officers put the animal down. You never hear it's like, and they returned it to its owner. That never happens.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's, you know, if it attacks somebody.
Yeah.
That's what they do. there was a, there's a PETA story about Halle Berry today, but.
I love a PETA story.
Yeah. You know, she had that thing the other day where she made it sound like for this new movie that she's got that she had to actually skin a squirrel. She had to learn how to skin a squirrel.
No.
Let's see. Not there. It's some sort of survival type movie. It's called Never Let Go. And she said that her character was eating bugs and frogs in the woods, and she said, quote, "I had to really skin a squirrel. These things wildly challenged me to create some reality within the world that felt so foreign." Now, if you hear that, you think she was really skinning a live squirrel or a dead squirrel.
Dead squirrel.
Yeah. Hopefully it was dead. So then PETA got all up on it. And they reached out to the director, Alexander Aja.
Oh, I love him.
He's made animal-centric horror films. Like Piranha in 2010 and 2019's Crawl, that only realistic-looking props were used. So these people at the movie are probably thinking, Halle Berry, what are you doing? You can't go out there and make it sound like we're killing squirrels on the set of this movie.
Yeah. Come on.
So next thing you know, this Lauren Thomason, and you know she's got to be annoying, weirdo. She's PETA's director of animals in film and television.
It's a whole department.
Yeah. These PETA people, the people that work for PETA, you know they are making a ton of money off of this. I think, in my humble opinion. I bet if you checked, and you probably could, because it's, isn't it listed as a 501c3 charity or some sort of a charity? So their,
oh, is it?
Their books would be, yeah, I think it's a nonprofit. So their books should be open to the public to see how much they pay their staff.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe it's not, but I just always assumed it was a nonprofit charity thing. But anyway, he said that they only use the props, and then she said in a statement, while moviegoers may squirm in their seats at the sight of a squirrel, quote unquote, being skinned, Alexander Aja's use of movie magic instead of thinking, feeling, being, once again proves that technology is the key to modern, humane movie production. And she added that she will happily be rushing delicious squirrel-shaped vegan chocolates to Aja and Halle Berry to applaud this responsible choice.
Oh, so she didn't actually skin the squirrel?
That no, was, that's what I'm saying.
It's sort of just a...
It was a prop that looked real, but Halle Berry made it sound like that it was a real squirrel, and then now they're having to go through this crap.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The people that run the movie, the director and all, would be like, Halle, stop making it sound like we skinned real squirrels.
Yeah, but then it's not going to get picked up in the press, and you won't get any promo. So I can see why you would say that. You wanted to get Halle Berry skinning a squirrel. That's a headline that can promote your movie.
So they would, you think they were in cahoots with PETA the whole time?
Very possibly, especially if you look at his history, he only uses. So I think probably there was some sort of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Even though those movies, Crawl, a crazy horror movie about an alligator.
Yeah.
Or a crocodile, I think. I forget. That was terrifying. So I'm sure they're in cahoots and they said, yeah, we'll put out this thing that Halle Berry learns to skin a squirrel.
Yeah.
You come out.
I usually catch things like that, too. I'm disappointed with myself because I'm just so quick to hate PETA, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're hateable.
Right.
They are hateable. I always say, like, PETA, it's the people for the ethical treatment of animals. Who could be against that? Everybody mm-hmm. wants to treat animals ethically, but then they just go off the rails with stories like this because it needs to get them attention, therefore more donations if they are a charity.
Right. Well, and that's how a lot of these things work. Everything from, these left-wing nut charity things like PETA all the way to legislation that they come up with. They name it something that isn't really what it's about, but the name of it makes you go, well, you know, he doesn't like our organization, so he doesn't think animals should be treated ethically.
Yeah.
He hates animals.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. So F PETA. Every day I say it. F PETA. Bunch of bitches. All right, we got more coming up.
TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Back. I was talking to our manager and partner, Adam, yesterday. I never know whether he's in South Carolina or Connecticut. You know, he goes back and forth. His crazy wife likes living up there more than in the South. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is.
Whoo. But he said, well, I don't know what you did last week, but we've gotten a lot more people signing up to be official TJ Fanaticos. Like just a run of them just started flooding in. And you know what I told him? I said, well, I told people to go do it. I hadn't been saying it. So I started saying it. And then people that, funny how that works. So I'm not saying it now. I'm going to let him get caught up.
Yeah, sure. You did your work.
But if you go to acetj.com/fanatico, fill out the little survey and help us out with that. And then, you know, get ready. You can win prizes for it. You can send suggestions of what you want to hear and don't want to hear on the podcast. And then what else are you going to be doing with that? Oh, you get special invitations to things and all that kind of stuff. You'll
be the first to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're giving out a ton of prizes next week.
Are we?
Yeah, two pairs of tickets to the Love & Life Music Festival, which happens in May in Charlotte, and like a year of Prime Plus for free.
Ooh.
A month of Prime Plus for free just for playing Prime Rewards on the app.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Riggins, you had that video this morning that tells it tells people how they know whether or not they're broke pieces of crap.
Yeah,
you got no money.
Yeah, I mean it's it was eye opening for me. I know that. Here, let me pull it up for you. Maybe you'll agree. I don't.
If the back of their couch touches the wall, then they're not rich. Rich people, their couches just be out there.
If your couch is up against the wall, you're broke. And if your couch is out in the middle of the floor, you're rich.
Yep.
Where is your couch?
Against the wall. I was watching this on my couch.
There's mine. Let's see. I took a picture of it this morning when I saw it. It'd just be out there. Mine just be out there.
Yeah. That's how you know you're broke. If your couch is up against the wall, because rich people's couches are just out there.
They just be out there.
They just be out there. It makes sense. You got a bigger house. But yeah,
does it really, or is it just because our house is not that big? We downsized a few years ago, and
it's still pretty big.
But it's more of a design thing, right? About how you want it decorating choice.
I kind of have to have the couch up against the wall. And I've got a 3-bedroom house. It's not super small.
No, you don't. You could move your couch to where it backs up to that dining area.
No, there's not enough space.
There's not?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Well, I guess you're a broke piece of crap.
I'm a broke piece of crap. Listen, I get it, but I'm okay with that. I'm not trying to go around flaunt like I have a bunch of money. Although I do.
Right.
I do have. I just don't spend it on my home.
Yeah. You're the millionaire next door.
I am.
You ever heard of that book? Mm-mm. Millionaire Next Door? It talks about how I think it's about how people, their appearances aren't you know what you think they should be if they've got a lot of money, because they are millionaires because they don't waste their money on things that, you know, just show off.
Yeah,
here's what I got. And at that time, it said the most popular vehicle for millionaires in the United States is a Ford F-150.
Yeah, I believe that.
Pickup.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett is like that. He drives like the same car, you know, his Toyota Camry that he's had for 30 years.
Yeah. He's got money. Does he have more than his brother Jimmy had?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He lives in Omaha, right?
Yeah. In the same house, you know, that he bought, you know, with his wife 50 years ago.
Well, you know, Phil and Kay Robertson, the Duck Dynasty parents, they still live in their same little, it may even be a trailer, I'm not sure, but they still live in that on their land out there. They got millions and millions of dollars. They could be living in a big fine house. Mm-hmm. Now, I think their sons live in nice houses.
Yeah. Like, that's good for you. That's not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter and Rosalind, they lived in the same house they built together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marxist.
Yeah, that's crazy, though, to spend that much time in your house, in one house.
But I guess you realize the things that are important to you and the things that aren't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I always think, you know, Ace... You know, his sister lives in his childhood home,
mm-hmm.
and now it's filled with like witchcraft stuff, and like there's eggs buried in the front yard. And I say, would your mom have been okay with that? And he goes, yeah, I mean, she would have just been like, oh, yeah, that's what she's doing now. I'd have been like, hey, would she? Like, there's just no way. Yeah. Knowing what I know.
I know his mom was a fine Christian woman, so.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I know his mom better than he did, but. I don't think she would have liked all that witchcraft and stuff.
I don't know her at all, but I know that she would not have been okay with it.
But he knows better than I do. So.
Yeah. We're going to talk.
She's so sweet, though. She probably would, you know, okay, well, that's just a phase.
Yeah.
That she's going through.
We're going to have Ace's sister on the podcast later, on Ace's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that people have found the humor in it yet. From what I can tell, they're just like, it's so weird.
Just saying that she's crazy.
Yeah, like she's saying she's a witch and she's got these supernatural powers, and people are like, I know Ace is this one thing. That is so not him.
But you know what's funny about women is that if somebody else calls them a witch, they get mad. If they call themselves a witch, they get mad if you don't call them one.
Yeah.
It's good. Weird. Point.
You witch.
And they never, like, a woman will call herself a bitch before she'll call herself a witch.
A witch? I don't know that I've ever heard anybody call
it. I mean, because I know, I'm a bitch. I get it. I'm a bitch to people sometimes. But they never say I'm a witch. Mm-mm. It's weird.
It is weird.
I think we need to bring that back. Calling women witches.
You witch. One of the great moments on one of the Real Housewives shows, they had this retired soap actress and they're getting into a fight on this reality show. And she looks across the table and she goes, you beast. She goes, beast. Yeah. You heard me. You don't really hear that often.
Yeah, you beast.
You're acting like a beast.
One of those crime shows I watch, they call them, they say you use the word monster a lot. The one that, it's called Evil Lives Here.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back and they tell the story of this, you know, person they were involved with. And say, I just had no idea that he was a monster.
Monster.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
You monster.
In sad news, Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
The porn actress. She has filed for divorce from her wife. Wife's name's Jesse. Jesse Files is what it says here. Wife Jesse Files for divorce less than a year after their marriage.
Yeah.
Now, Jenna Jameson was the most popular porn star when you were of porn star age, of porn age, right? Yeah. When you were in college and all that, I guess.
Yeah, like high school even.
Yeah.
Because the first movie, I think it was her. It was called Pirates. Mm. It's a very popular porn movie. And I think she was the star. I could be wrong about that. Mm. But yeah, everybody knew her. She was like the porn girl.
Now, do you think that she would be difficult to live with?
Yeah, I do. I think that's probably a difficult relationship to navigate. But this, the woman she's divorcing, it's face tattoos. So yeah, there's an unbalance.
The throat tattoos. Yeah,
I don't know that. I didn't even know Jenna Jameson was a lesbian. She married a woman.
Yeah. See, and that's what my question was going to be. And this probably, you know, makes some people mad. I don't mean for this to be offensive. Sometimes I do mean for things to be offensive, but not this time. Would you want to step into a marriage with somebody who hasn't been your same sexual persuasion for very long?
There's no way.
I mean, I would think if, like in this case, so let's say this this Jesse has always been a lesbian, right? And so she meets Jenna Jameson, who has gone, you know, through stages, you know, where she was straight, then having, you know, bisexual things and scenes and doing whatever, to now, I'm going to be full lesbian and I want a lesbian marriage. It just seems like that would be some, you know, odds against the survival of that coupling.
Yeah, and I don't know that she is a lesbian. She might be bisexual.
Yeah, it might still. Yeah, you never know.
And married to a woman, but I just think there's way too much baggage, because I'm pretty sure she was married before, and now I don't know, something about it. You just knew that that wasn't going to work. And apparently, the woman that she's divorcing is like, yeah, she's got a drinking problem. So like, there's allegedly booze flowing, and you're trying to deal with a retired porn actor. I just think there's a lot of challenges out of the gate.
I mean, it's trashy. The whole situation between them, with the alleged drinking and the drama and the you know, the porn, and it's trashy.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen those former porn actors and actresses who now spend their life? Their life's work is to counsel people in porn and they're move them out of that life into a life of Christianity, and you know, these porn stars that have gotten saved and they want to get other, mainly women, out of that industry. It's really interesting to see them. But I don't know if that's going to be harder to do now, since most of the porn industry, from what I hear, is amateur.
Yeah. Everybody's kind of an amateur porn star now.
Mm-hmm. It's a bad sign of the times, Brother Riggins. It's a bad sign of the times.
Maybe.
Mm.
But in the story, they put former pornographer like third on the list. They're like, Jenna Jameson, businesswoman, mother, and former. I'm like, no, Jenna Jameson, as far as I know, I mean, I'm sure she does have a business. You're a former porn star. That's how you're known. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the only way people know you is being in the pornography.
Yeah, and I'm not making a judgment either way, but come on. That should be top billing. Former porn star. That's why you're on TMZ. It's not because you've, you know, started a CBD company. Give me a break.
Not for your entrepreneurism.
Speaking of that, did you see the weed shop up here they put in? It's like come out and say it. It's like cannabis dispensary. What the hell's going on around here?
Is that in that white building on the right down here? Yeah, that's where I go home.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Right there, it was like cannabis dispensary.
It's right next to like an oil change kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
oh man, look at what's happening up here, up in the suburbs. Everybody on gummies. Everybody's on weed.
Yeah. But I guess they can call it cannabis now because some of those gummies have that Delta 9 and then some TH whatever. And I can't keep up with all that.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you know, you'll hear these people who get high all the time. They sound like chemists.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Potheads are like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're chemists and philosophers.
And lawyers.
Yeah.
And mathematicians because they can tell you how many grams are in an ounce and how to, you know, all that stupid stuff.
But do you see that when, is that the kind of place you go to get your vape juice? Is it one of those types? They sell gummies and stuff?
They're all kind of blending into one another. Like that you get the CBD at the same place you buy the nicotine stuff. They're all like quote unquote smoke shops.
So I went in a liquor store in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago when I was there visiting. And as soon, it was one of those big ones. Not like our ABC stores in North Carolina. It was just a full liquor store of, you know, like a privately owned liquor store, I think. And as soon as you walk in, there's a huge display in the middle of the floor, stacks and stacks of those weed drinks, those seltzers that have D9 and D8 in them. Mm-hmm. And then right there with those are all these gummies and stuff. And, I mean, you really got to know what you're looking for in those things.
You can ask the people, they'll recommend stuff to you, like nothing too crazy, and they kind of get the vibe. But yeah, that's kind of wild. You get all your vices in one stop. They just need to put in like those slot machines, and it's a one-stop shop.
I told you why Jody, why my wife is so scared of those gummies, right? The Delta 8s and all.
Uh-uh.
Because one of my seven little Johnstons took a gummy one time, and it just made him crazy. He didn't even know what he was doing. It almost killed him. Yeah.
I bet that did hit. It's a little person.
Yeah.
I bet it did hit them hard if they didn't know what they were doing. You can have a really bad time if you eat too much of that stuff. Yeah. Really bad.
So Jody's like, lesson learned from the seven little Johnstons.
Can't you? No one needs Jody high. No one's looking for that.
No.
Or pain in the ass.
Ooh, that scares me. Should have seen what it did to my little person. One of my little people.
That's crazy.
All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. Hang on.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Welcome back, world, yep, to TJ's podcast.
Oh, man. So it was yesterday. I was talking about the air conditioner on my truck going out.
Yeah.
And take it for the evaluation to see what was wrong with it. And wouldn't you know it, it's a major issue.
Is it really?
Yeah. So it's $140 just to look at it, see what the problem was, you know, is before they even start to work on it. So they called me yesterday afternoon, and whatever it is, it's going to cost $1,038 to fix.
$1,000?
Yeah. So I'm going to have to put that on a ticket.
Yeah.
They got financing at this mechanic shop. So
how long are you going to be without a truck?
They said they can fix it easily. They said your truck, that we see that all the time in your model, make and model of truck.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course you do. My make and model.
The exact truck you have. We see it all the time. You got a lemon.
Yeah.
Well, it's
Got over 100,000 miles on it. You've
gotten plenty of use out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
So there's a video clip. It's short. Of a woman talking about what her toxic trait is. Is this something going around, Riggins? Like, what's your toxic trait that people are doing on the TikToks and stuff?
Yeah.
Kind of like, of course we're an overweight couple. We do da 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 da. Of course we're this, that. Of course I'm a Southern girl. I do da da da.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those get on my nerves so bad. Oh my God.
Businesses do them?
Oh my God.
Of course we're servers at PJ Flattery's. Uh-huh. You know, we love the mozzarella's. You're like, oh God. Oh, shoot me. Shoot me.
Now, I try not to use young people words too much. You know, kind of like I try not to skateboard from place to place.
Yeah.
But that's considered cringy in my book. I just, oh.
Yeah, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
And if you're somebody that I know and love and you've done those, I apologize. You know, doesn't mean I don't like you. Yeah. But when I see other people do it, that's when
yours are great.
Yeah,
it's all the other ones.
Of course, we're a struggling podcast.
Yeah, we should do one. Do cringy TikToks like this.
So anyway, this is what she said her toxic trait is.
My toxic trait is that if the service sucks, like truly sucks, I'll still tip 20-25%. But I am 100% going to steal something.
What a weird reaction.
Yeah.
Steal something?
Because she's so afraid to say, because people are such, you know, they're so aggressive about making sure you tip me or tip this person or tip that person. It's almost like it's blasphemy. Even if the person's service is terrible, it's blasphemy not to tip them 20-25% or maybe even whatever they ask for. They ask for 50% tip. You got to give it to them.
Yeah.
The fact they ask for a tip, which is not really what you're supposed to do. It's just that tipping has gotten to be that topic. It's untouchable. You can't criticize it without feeling like you're hurting others. You're triggering others, and you don't understand their plight. So what you do is somebody gives you crappy service, and then you still give them. They get rewarded, and then the business loses.
Yeah,
by you stealing something from them. Mm-hmm. Now she sounds like she doesn't really do that. She said that doesn't sound like she really does it. She's being funny, which is funny. It's good.
Yeah.
Is she a funny person on the TikToks?
I didn't watch any of her other videos, but I don't know. I kind of believed her. I'm like, she probably does do it. But it's like, so, what are you even stealing? There's one woman on TikTok that makes her all of her content. She goes to restaurants, and then she asks the server if she can buy whatever it is. Like, for example, if they're at Outback, she goes, hey, can I ask you a question? Can I buy this? Talking about the cutting board that they serve the bread on. And the server goes, no one's ever asked that. I'll go find out. And like 9 out of 10 times, they will sell it to you.
Yeah.
And it's for the most random stuff. I mean, she's like, that oil and vinegar dispenser that, you know, for the bread, can I buy those bottles? And they're like, yeah, we'll go find out. And they always, you know, she's always able to buy that stuff. It's like weird content like that.
But does she take it like with the stuff in it, like the used one, or yeah, do they like bring her one out of a box?
The Outback server was like, we'll get you a new one. She's like, no, I want this one. It's like so weird. It's so weird. But like she'll buy glasses or a fork or like that's her whole thing.
So I guess this woman would steal a coffee mug or something, whatever a coffee mug is. Because there are places that I go, I love the coffee mug so much that I would want to buy one.
Yeah.
You know.
People try to get their hands on the original Pizza Hut tumblers. Mm-hmm. If you remember going to a Pizza Hut in the 90s, they had these thick red plastic cups.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like pebbled on the outside, like they had a texture to them.
They don't make those anymore?
I don't think they serve them in like regular Pizza Hut restaurants anymore. So if you've got those, you can sell them online for like crazy. Because there's like a passion to get those things.
I don't have a toxic trait, though.
Your toxic trait is? What is
your toxic? Toxic is an overly used word, too, now. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that this is toxic. I mean, it's dishonest and shitty, but it's not toxic. Toxic is like intense gaslighting and that kind of stuff.
And being mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holding somebody captive.
That would be toxic, yeah, for sure.
You're such a toxic kidnapper. Ugh.
Yeah, it is overused, though. We confuse the word toxic with just being, like you said, like a shitty person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not do that anymore. But what happens is that words get so overly used that they just end up not being worth anything anymore.
Yeah, I had an experience like that recently. I don't even know if I should say it. Never mind, I better not say that. Sorry. Yeah, words do mean things, though. You're right.
Yeah. And you're right about something, Riggins. That pizza that Rob just heated up in the other room is smelling good.
It smells good as hell.
Oof.
Before we started the podcast, he went into his other room. He goes, I'm going to close this door because I'm going to heat up some pizza. What? He did it. It smells good as hell in here now. I wonder where he got it from. Is it from last night, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he had it delivered this morning.
Well, I don't know. He's gone to the gas station to get pizza all the time.
Do they have it in the mornings?
I don't know.
Because it would have to be left over from the night before, I would think. Yeah, it's Rob. You know,
I don't. I mean, he comes in with sub sandwiches all the time. It's like, it's 4 a.m. Where'd you get that?
But are they the ones that are wrapped in that really, really tight cellophane in the convenience store? Yeah,
I would imagine they're prepackaged or something. Yeah. But, oh, God.
You wouldn't eat it from the day before?
You know, the last time I had one was walking home from a Second Chance prom a few years ago. I was walking home. Mm-hmm. The only thing that was open was the gas station. And I got a big, fat-ass Italian sandwich. And that thing was horrible. It was horrible. Bless you. Mm-hmm. It was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But and now there's so many gas station chains where you can get full meals and stuff.
Yeah. You put condiments on a sandwich you buy at a convenience store?
Sure. Like
if you're going to walk down the street and eat it?
Yeah. Throw it on there. We used to get chili cheese on nachos and take them out of the gas station, like 7-Eleven. They had a chili machine. It squirted out like diarrhea.
Yum.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time in college.
I love a chili machine. I wish I had one.
Yeah. Just load up. And it's so gross.
Yeah, when the liquid cheese is not bad enough, you got liquid chili on it out of a machine.
It's straight diarrhea coming out of that thing. It's so gross.
Ace loves a liquid cheese. Yeah, pump cheese and any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Loves it.
He's getting like different though. You know, he's totally different person since he married his wife. Like now he's into kind of fancier food and experiences, drink champagne and like, you know, getting massages. And he's got an elevated sense of taste now.
Yeah.
Not much.
Well, I mean, when yesterday was Eggs Benedict Day.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
He was and I said, you've had, you would like Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, you know, of course.
Trust me. And then we went to the break and he looked and he goes, all right, I apologize. I have had that. And it is delicious because he looked it up, what the picture looked like, what the picture on the menu was.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Digging his heels in a little bit.
Yeah.
But he likes an elevated scent, an elevated experience now.
Mm-hmm. Champagne and massages.
Like wearing, you know, nicer clothing, like expensive labels and things like that.
Well, he had already started doing that. Yeah. He always has worn. Since he got all in shape and everything, you know, he's wearing good clothes.
Mm-hmm. Got jewelry on.
See, I've gone the other way in my life. The older I've gotten, the shittier my clothes are.
Costco clothes.
Costco, BJ's, free merch, whatever. I mean, when I was young, in my 30s, I wouldn't wear something. I mean, I would come to work, and that was before we were doing any videos of anything. People go, why are you so dressed up every day? You know, I was kind of a snob about it. Now I just look and see if it's got any grease splatter stains on it. And if it doesn't, I throw it on and go.
Is this my bacon cooking shirt?
Yeah. So I can't wear my bacon cooking shirt out to work.
That was funny. On the TJ and Jody's House podcast the other day, you guys were so merched out. You were like, we look like a couple of damn NASCAR drivers. You were, though. I mean, it was hats, hoodie, sweatshirts. I mean, you guys were decked out in some merch.
Yeah, Jody had a jacket on from my little friend Jenny's gym, and I had a hat. This hat, I think, which is her gym, and then a t-shirt that said Durst across the Durst Inc., which is her dad's company. Yeah, I mean, we looked like we were endorsing, you know, and we're gonna say, yeah, that Durst Jet Fitness 24/7 car was running really well today. It was tight around the corner.
You look like a damn Kyle Busch. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll give you that to noodle on for the rest of the day, whatever that is. I don't know. I'm tired. Jody's going to be gone all day today doing stuff, and I got to do laundry.
You're doing laundry?
I'm a surpriser.
Oh.
Yeah. So that way I don't have to, you know, if I don't get around to it, it won't be any big deal.
The surprise will be, oh my God, I didn't realize I was married to a woman.
Or, oh my God, I didn't realize I was married to somebody who's going to F up all my clothes.
Look at my sweater.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.